Hello, and welcome to the Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. Today is Monday, December 12th, and my name is Amy Hirsch. During this season, we'll be reading passage scripture and devotional thoughts from our Advent devotional guide titled, Dwell, God with Us. Today, I'll be reading Isaiah 64, and after I read our passage, I'll share some of my devotional thoughts on the passage. Today's devotional is titled, When God Seems Silent. Isaiah 64, beginning in verse 1. Oh, that you would rend the heavens and come down, that the mountains would tremble before you. As when fire sets twigs ablaze and causes water to boil, come down to make your name known to your enemies and cause the nations to quake before you. For when you did awesome things that we did not expect, you came down and the mountains trembled before you. Since ancient times, no one has heard, no eye has perceived, no ear has seen any God besides you, who acts on behalf of those who wait for him. You come to the help of those who gladly do right, who remember your ways. But when we continue to sin against them, you are angry. How then can we be saved? All of us have become like one who is unclean, and all our righteous acts are like filthy rags. We all shrivel up like a leaf, and like the wind, our sins sweep us away. No one calls on your name or strives to lay hold of you, for you have hidden your face from us and have given us over to our sins. Yet you, Lord, are our Father. We are the clay. You are the potter. We are all the work of your hand. Do not be angry beyond measure, Lord. Do not remember our sins forever. Oh, look on us, we pray, for we are all your people. Your sacred cities have become a wasteland. Even Zion is a wasteland. Jerusalem, a desolation. Our holy and glorious temple, where our ancestors praised you, has been burned with fire, and all we treasured lies in ruins. After all this, Lord, will you hold yourself back? Will you keep silent and punish us beyond measure? I am a person who by nature hates conflict. This doesn't make me any holier than anyone else. In fact, I would contend to say that my inclination towards people-pleasing is just another form of sinfulness, really. Yet conflict is always bound to happen, and we hurt the people we love. For me, when that happens, receiving this silent treatment really does feel like torture. I just want the conflict to be over, to hear the other person say they've forgiven me, and for us to move on. In Isaiah 64, God's people have faced exile as a result of their sins, and they're ready to hear from him. They're tired of God giving them what they perceive to be the silent treatment. They're ready for God to speak. After all, as Isaiah recounts their history, we're reminded that God acted on Israel's behalf. The other nations stood in awe of the amazing things God did for his people and how he acted on their behalf, something they had never seen in their false worship of other gods. But now things are different. In our sins, we have been a long time, Isaiah admits. And then he asks the question, and shall we be saved? Isaiah recounts the devastation of Jerusalem, which has come because of the people's sin. There is no more temple. There is no more promised land. There is only exile and a God who seems to be silent. Will we be saved? They ask. Will you call us your people again? Will you come and be with us? Have you ever felt this way? Have you ever wondered where God was and wondered why he seemed to be silent? In this season, although the lights are bright and the mood is jolly, all is not always well, is it? The pain of loss, separation, and our own sin can seem even more severe in this seasonal merriment. Prophecies like this, along with the lament psalms, give us the language that we need to call out to God when he feels far away, either because of our own sin, which is the case here in Isaiah 64, or because of circumstances beyond our control as we face the brokenness of this world. So when the moments come where God feels far away, we call out to him and we ask him to reveal himself to us. We confess our sins. We read our Bible because it's God's word revealed to us. We remind ourselves of how we have seen God work in the past. We remember that He is our Father who cares for us, the one who is near to the brokenhearted and who saves the crushed in spirit. We recall the truth that through the Holy Spirit, God dwells in us, even when it seems as if He is far off. And we wait in hope, trusting that He will speak again. Will you pray with me? Lord, we are grateful for hard passages like the one in Isaiah 54, because often we can identify with the Israelites in feeling like You are far away, either because of our sin or because of circumstances beyond our control, because of the brokenness of this world. And in those moments, Lord, where we have trouble seeing Your hand at work, where we can't perceive what You are doing, help us to trust You in the face of the unknown, and help us to be encouraged with the reminder that You are with us, God, and that You promise one day You will make all things new. You will wipe every tear away from our eyes, the tears of suffering, the tears of shame, the tears we've cried because of our own sin and because of the sins of those we love. We thank You, Lord, for this hope that we have, and ask that You would help that hope to sustain us on days where it seems as if You are not close. We pray all of this in Your name. Amen.